It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here live tonight on WCDO as we come to you for a second straight night for boys high school basketball here on CDO. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers in O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And folks, we come to you live from Gilbert's Philmont Upton High School tonight as the Raiders will host the Morris Mustangs in boys action. This is a longtime Tri-Valley rival, going back to when it was just Gilbertsville taking on Morris and just Mount Upton taking on Morris. And since GMU merged back in 1990, it's still been a great rivalry, just about 8 or 9 miles separating the two communities. So set to be a great one here tonight. The fans really trickling in for this one between the Morris Mustangs and the GMU Raiders. And these are two teams that could be very strong in the Tri-Valley this year as well. We know Lawrence is the cream of the crop. They are the defending league champions, but Morris is a very strong up-and-coming team, of course led by the Murphy brothers. Matt is just a ninth grader here on this team, and of course Michael Murphy, the senior who was our WCDO award winner earlier this season for having the most goals and assists for soccer, is just a tremendous athlete. So Matt and Mike Murphy are the two guys to look out for here tonight for the Morris Mustangs. On the other side, this is a GMU team that, you know, the last couple of years has been a struggle for the Raiders, but they have a crew that's coming together now, that's come up through the ranks together, and really is a strong crew, led of course by Nate O'Hara, the senior, and also a very good guard in Hunter Lockwood, who's just a sophomore, but a lot of size and a lot of youth on this team as well. You look at Mackenzie Kloon, he's just a sophomore. Matt Delaney, he's a senior, but these are some guys that have some experience. It's kind of a nice mixture of youth as well as you know, some veteran presence here on this GMU team. And of course, when you have a coach like Greg Bonskowski, who was a longtime coach over in Unitego, that's certainly going to help. It's his second year here with the program, and you can already see that he's done a great job with it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down for you, get you set for GMU taking on Morris. Here, of course, it's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, River Side Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO tonight, live from GMU. It's a boys matchup between GMU and Morris. It's our second straight night of boys high school basketball on CDO, and we'll be right back at it on Thursday as well. We'll be down at Bainbridge-Guilford as the BG Bobcats, the boys, host the Franklin Purple Devils in a contest there on CDO. That game's going to start at 6 o'clock, so if you're marking the calendar, make sure you mark that one for 6 o'clock. Franklin doesn't have a JV team this year, so they're starting the varsity game a little bit earlier on Thursday. So we won't have a game tomorrow night, but I'll be at a game somewhere. And if you follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, I'll certainly have updates from one of the local games in the Tri-County area. And if you need to get to the link for Twitter, it's right on our sports page, WCDOsports.com. And that's really your home for our schedule, Twitter updates, as well as our audio archive. And that's courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. After this game is over, or any game that we've done this year over the last couple of years from a variety of sports, you can go there and listen for free anytime at WCDOsports.com. You just click on the audio archive tab, and all the games will be right there. You'll see the matchup. You'll be able to click on it. So right after this game is over tonight, we'll get that uploaded for you, so players, friends, family can go back if they didn't get a chance to listen, and they can go back and listen to this game anytime on demand for free. That service is courtesy of SFCU. Our pregame show is courtesy of Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Cork is all set for all your transportation needs, including rentals and an expert service department. He's really beefed up the rentals for the holidays, too, so if you're going out of town and you need to get somewhere with a rental, make sure you see Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Set to be a great one here tonight, folks, between GMU and Morris, and you can really feel the buzz today. I put up a poll at about 9 o'clock this morning on Twitter saying, who do you think is going to win this game between these two longtime rivals, Morris or GMU? As of tip-off here in a few minutes, we're going to have over 60 votes on that. Morris got the slight edge over GMU, but you can just see that these two communities really care about these two teams, and, you know, it doesn't matter what sport it is, soccer, baseball, softball, basketball. It's really such a fun time when these two teams get together. I think Morris is a very strong team. As we talked about, you have the combination of the Murphy brothers, Matt and Mike. They're coming off a win at the Morris, or the Milford Anton Remy tournament, and they're 3-0 on the season, and they won that tournament over Harpersville, of course, a team from the MAC who is in Class C. So they're a team that's coming in with some confidence. If you're GMU, I think you're in a bit of a tough spot. You're 0-1. The team that you played was Delhi in the first contest of the season, so that was certainly tough because Delhi is going to be one of the top teams in the MAC this year. I would expect them to go head-to-head with Sydney. And you've had about a two-week layoff. That game was before Thanksgiving and was really one of the first local games to be played. So since then, you've had to go back to the drawing board, just have practice. But talking to some of these GMU guys before the contest, they said, you know, that's really motivated us because we've had that two-week period where we've just been stewing on this loss, and we want to get back out onto the hardwood, and you do it with one of your biggest rivals here in Morris coming into your home gym. So GMU is certainly excited for this game here tonight. I'm excited to see the matchup between the Morris guards and, of course, Hunter Lockwood from GMU. He's probably their main point guard, and I would imagine that we're going to see a press right away from Morris coming out on GMU, trying to force some turnovers and get off to an early good start on the road. So I think that's going to be very interesting to see how that goes here tonight. That's for sure. Well, we're just a couple of minutes away here from the opening tip-off. Both teams are getting set for the national anthem and for the starting lineups here tonight. We'll bring those to you as well, but set to be a good one. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get things tipped off here live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton High School, a boys matchup tonight between the Raiders and the Mustangs in the Tri-Valley. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO as we come to you live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton High School. It's going to be the Morris Mustangs and the GMU Raiders getting after one another here tonight in a boys' contest in the Tri-Valley League. Tri-Valley kind of wide open this year. Milford graduated everybody from that team that was so tough last year. Lauren should be the cream of the crop here once again as they have a lot of guys back. I went and saw them the other night. I would say their average height for the Lawrence Leopards on their starting five has to be 6'3" or 6'4". That's no joke, folks. They got a lot of size over there. So that's certainly a very talented team. Again, want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Cork and the crew, they will help you with daily rentals and an expert service department. If you don't see the vehicle on the lot that you want, they can go and get it and bring it right to your driveway for you. So keep Chambers and O'Hara in mind when you are shopping for your next car. Here's the starting lineup here first for the visiting Morris Mustangs. They're going to be in the blue with the white trim. It says Morris in white lettering across the chest. Wearing number 1, a ninth grader, Matt Murphy. His brother wearing number 11, a senior, Michael Murphy. A junior, number 12, a sharpshooter, Ryan Morlock. A 10th grader in their center, number 22, Robert Child. And a 12th grader, number 32, also with some good size inside, Connor Bjorvon. For the Morris Mustangs, head coach is Chris Garcia. Coach Garcia is in his second year here with the program, just a young and vibrant guy who brings a lot to the table. I think the kids really feed off of him, so that's great to see. For the home team tonight, the GMU Raiders with head coach Greg Bonskowski, a sophomore wearing number 2, Hunter Lockwood, a senior wearing number 24, Matt Delaney, a sophomore number 32, Ethan Butts, a sophomore number 33, Mackenzie Clune, and a senior number 35, Nate O'Hara. And of course, head coach is Greg Bonskowski, and GMU is in their home white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim, says GMU in blue lettering across the chest there. So we are set to go here, folks. Live from GMU tonight. Thanks for joining us. Special moment for me. I'm an alum here of GMU. First time I've been able to do a game since being back at CDO. Here on my home floor, I guess you could call it. And it's very exciting. Good crowd here tonight for GMU and Morris. And not really a better matchup in the Tri-Valley in terms of just, you know, great rivalry, great tradition, and just, you know, a friendly rivalry. But when you're out on the court, really no love lost between these two schools. So both teams getting set here for the opening tip-off, getting the final instructions from both head coaches, Coach Garcia for Morris, Coach Bonskowski for GMU. And as I said, it's going to be interesting to see what the first few minutes brings us. I would expect Morris to press right away and see if they could turn GMU over. And we'll see what GMU does defensively. I don't know if they'll have a plan for the Murphy brothers here, who have been so dynamite through the first couple of games of the season for the Morris Mustangs, who are off to a 3-0 start. GMU, of course, hasn't had a game in about 2 weeks. They come in 0-1, but the schedule hasn't done them many favors since they had to play Delhi in the opening contest. So Morris will go left to right, GMU right to left, and Morris wins the opening tip. They bring it right down with Morlock, misses the left-handed layup, and Hunter Lockwood grabs the loose change, and he'll bring it up. Crosses the GMU logo at half court. We're 10 seconds in. GMU with the ball, working it to the left side here as the Raiders go right to left. This is Lockwood. Tight man-to-man here for Morris. They get it over for Lockwood. Dribble drive, lost the handle, kicks it back out. O'Hara for three. Downtown, he got it. There it is for Nate O'Hara. First three ball from the left wing side. GMU takes a 3-0 lead just 30 seconds into the contest here. Now GMU comes out in a 2-3 zone look. Morris going left to right. Here's Mike Murphy. Kicks it out for Morlock from downtown. Splash there for Ryan Morlock. And it's a 3-3 contest. 7:15 to go here in this first quarter. We're tied up at three. Here comes the press from Morris. GMU easily gets it in, and Lockwood is able to get it past half court on the left wing. Closely guarded here by Mike Murphy, and that's a great matchup. Lockwood top of the key as GMU goes right to left. 20 on the shot clock. They get it back to O'Hara. Another three. Right side. Splash again here for Nate O'Hara, and he's got 6 points. Two from downtown. Heck of a start there for Nate O'Hara, the senior for GMU. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Morris with the ball. On the right wing side, they get it down low. Kick it back out here for Mike Murphy. A pump fake. Gets Kloon in the air. Gets down low, but we're going to have our first call from the Zebra crew, and it's going to be 3 seconds here on the Mustangs. And so GMU will get the ball back. 6:38 to go, first quarter. GMU leading Morris 6-3. And a boys matchup here tonight from Gilbertsville Mount Upton High School. Here comes the press again from the Morris Mustangs. Lockwood easily dribbles his way through the press once again. Morris is bringing the press and then kind of backing off as soon as GMU gets it in. 6.5 to go, first quarter. GMU 6, Morris 3. Here's Lockwood to the right side. Now top of the key, closely guarded here by the Murphy brothers. Kind of both of them switching off on him. They pass it up top for O'Hara. Top of the key, wants another three ball. He's fouled this time. Morlock had a hand in his face, looks over to the bench there as he's confused by the call, but they're going to say that he fouled Nate O'Hara, and O'Hara, I believe, is going to shoot three here. I don't know if his foot was on the line. It was hard to tell very close. So we'll see. Nate O'Hara is going to go to the line for GMU. 6:12 to go, first quarter, and GMU with a 6-3 lead over Morris, and O'Hara with all six of those points on 2 3 balls from downtown. First shot coming for O'Hara, and it's in. He's got 7. O'Hara was pretty quiet against Delhi 2 weeks ago in that opening contest. Hurt his knee in the second half of that ballgame and didn't play a whole lot, so it's good to see him back out there tonight. Second foul shot up and good for O'Hara, and he's got 8 points, and GMU leads 8-3. Quick start here for the Raiders. Have some good size, and O'Hara is really feeling it tonight. Third foul shot coming for O'Hara, and this one is in. Nice job by Nate O'Hara. He's got 9 points to start this contest off, and GMU leads 9-3. Great start here at home for the Raiders. 2 minutes into the ball game, GMU leads Morris 9-3. And here is Matt Murphy, top of the key, as Morris goes left to right, working it around against the 2-3 zone. Trying to find his brother here on the right wing. Instead, we'll hold on to the high post for Child. Now to Murphy, tried to throw it into the corner, off his hands and out of bounds, and the ball goes right back to GMU. 5:51 to go, first quarter, and this is the dream start here for the GMU Raiders. They lead 9-3. And another turnover gives the ball back to GMU. Delaney trying to pass it in. It was tipped out by Matt Murphy. Possession stays with GMU, and Delaney here, the senior, will have to pass it in once again. Looking to pass it long for O'Hara. O'Hara goes up, snatches it out of the air, and GMU has it on their side of the floor now. Handing it off to Lockwood. Top of the key to the left side as GMU goes right to left, down into the corner. 3-point line extended. Now for Butts down low. Turn around. Passes it up for Delaney from downtown. Top of the key, off the back iron, no good. Morris with the rebound. 5:30 to go, first quarter. It's 9-3. And here is Murphy into the lane. Matt Murphy, the little runner, no good. Child with the rebound. Will have a jump ball as he tried to go back up. And we'll see where the possession arrow goes. And it's going to go back to GMU. So a nice job by the Raiders to tie up Robert Child there as he tried to keep the ball up high. Brought it down just a little bit, and the Raiders were able to pounce on it. Inbounds here for GMU. A 2-2-1 press here for the Morris Mustangs. GMU breaks it to the left side for Kloon. Tries a bounce pass through traffic. It was kicked there by Morris and out of bounds. So possession stays with GMU. 5:15 to go, first quarter. GMU leading Morris 9-3 in boys action here tonight from GMU. Nate Lull with you on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. GMU gets the ball in. They're in the white uniforms here tonight. Morris is in the blue. Lockwood on the right side. Passes to Kloon at the foul line. Pump fake. Thought about a shot. Pulls it back out. 10 on the shot clock here for GMU. Here's Lockwood trying to get around Murphy. Back to the basket. Passes inside for McKenzie Kloon. Knocked away. And Morris will get it back. But a quick steal there by Lockwood. Left-handed layup up and good. Nice hustle play by Lockwood. He saw that Morris was sleeping on the outlet pass, stole it, and had the easy layup. It's 11-3. 4.5 to go, first quarter, and GMU has jumped out to this 11-3 lead. Here's Morris at the top of the key with Matt Murphy. Pump fake, now steps back, three ball, off the back iron, no good. GMU with the rebound here, and Delaney. Nice job to find it in traffic. GMU pushing ahead. Here's Butts with the jumper. Off the mark, no good. Child with the rebound for Morris, and it's turning into a track meet here, folks. Here's Matt Murphy. Top of the key to the left side for Morlock. Downtown, this one off the front rim, no good. Mike Murphy, the rebound. His layup is no good. Child with a rebound for Morris, and he's fouled as he goes up, and he'll shoot two. Morris doing a good job on the rebound. I'd say they give up a little size to GMU, but Child and Bjorvand underneath, certainly with some size for the Mustangs. And you give a team three chances, they're eventually going to get something done, and that's what happened there as Robert Child will go to the line. Child, wearing number 22, just a sophomore, stands about 6'4", has some good size, and he knocks down the first foul shot of the night. 11-4, GMU leading Morris with 4:08 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us here, folks, on WCDL. Second shot coming for the Mustangs. Child to the line. This one is up and in. Looks like it was going to be short, but he has the shooter's touch, and it's 11-5 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Right to left, this one is tipped away as GMU tries to break the press, but they steal it back. Here's O'Hara to Kloon for the Raiders. GMU with possession, trying to settle it down here with 20 on the shot clock as they are in their own offensive end of the floor. And here is Lockwood, dribbles between the legs. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Outside the three-point line on the right wing. Lockwood now dribbles back up looking for an interior pass. Instead drops it off for O'Hara. We're going to have a whistle with 5 on the shot clock and a foul underneath. Actually, it'll be a 3-second call here against GMU as they were really trying to work the ball inside on that possession. But good defense there by Morris. 3.5 to go, first quarter. GMU leads Morris in boys action here tonight. 11-5 live from GMU. Here is Matt Murphy, top of the key, finds Morlock, down in low, up top for Murphy. This is Matt Murphy from three, got it, rattled it home for the first points of the night there for Matt Murphy, and it's 11-8 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Delaney trying to get it in against the Morris press, gets it to Lockwood, and he's fouled here, there by Matt Murphy. That's a good job by Lockwood there. If he's going to be that closely guarded by the Murphy brothers, he's got to try to get them in some foul trouble and put some pressure on them. You can't just let them trap and swarm all over them. So the first foul there on Matt Murphy as Lockwood tried to dribble through the press. So GMU will inbounds on the near side of the court. They get it in to Kloon. Kloon back to Lockwood, and Morris backs off on the press. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. GMU 11, Morris 8. Here's Butts to Kloon. Back to Lockwood as GMU goes right to left. Little give and go for Butts off the glass. Can't get it to go. Beautiful play. It just wouldn't find the bottom of the net. Now Morris back the other way, going left to right. On the right wing, they find Morlock, and a travel violation here on Ryan Morlock of Morris, and possession goes back here to the Raiders. 2:49 to go, first quarter. GMU's going to go to the bench for the first time, as Andrew Baker, the junior, will come in here. Morris also going to the bench, and Nick Hill will come in for the Mustangs, wearing number 10. So the first two subs of the evening for GMU and Morris. 2:40 to go, first quarter. GMU 11, Morris 8. Going right to left here is the Raiders. Here's O'Hara, who's already got 9 points. Dribble drive down low, finding Baker. Baker pulls it back out, finds O'Hara. Pump fakes, now for three. Got it. 12 points for Nate O'Hara. He's got 12 of the 14 points for GMU. And that's three balls for Nate O'Hara. He's got the shooter's touch here tonight for the Raiders. 2:15 to go, first quarter, 14-8. Here's Morlock. He wanted a three, but now kicks it back out. And Matt Murphy surveying his options here against the 2-3 zone that GMU has presented tonight. Skip pass from Morlock to Mike Murphy. He's at the foul line. Back for Morlock. Couldn't quite handle it as the shot clock is down to 10. Tries to dump it in deep. This one tipped out of bounds. And possession will stay with Morris. They have 8 on the shot clock. And Morlock will have to inbound underneath his own basket here to the left of it. Waiting for the ball from the Zebra crew. Passes into Child. He's stuck in the corner. 5 on the shot clock. They get it over to Matt Murphy. Don't know if he sees it on the shot clock or not. Yes, he does. Fires. This one no good. Rebound, though, for Child of Morris. He kicks it back out, and they'll get a fresh 35. Here is Matt Murphy. Dribbles into the lane. Lost it in the paint. We'll have a foul on Child as O'Hara stripped him of the ball. And GMU will have possession after the foul. So here's the foul situation. Three on Morris, one on GMU, with 1:39 to go in the first quarter. GMU leads Morris 14-8 in boys action tonight on CDO. Lockwood with the ball. Again, that 2-2-1 press coming here for the Mustangs. Lockwood passes far side for O'Hara. Top of the key, GMU is into their own end of the floor. Lockwood for three, left side. This one's too far. Big dog fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul on Andrew Baker as bodies crashing and banging underneath the rim there, and this one gets called on GMU. 1:25 to go, first quarter. 14-8 is the score. GMU on top of Morris. Great first quarter here. I think a lot of folks in this gym might be surprised that GMU has come out and played this well. Of course, a lot of that can be credited to 12 points from Nate O'Hara. Great job. 1:15 to go, first quarter. Both teams playing well in this Tri-Valley matchup. GMU leading. Morris with the ball going left to right there in the blue and the white trim uniforms here tonight. And here is Morlock. Finds Murphy into the paint, up off the glass, in and count it. Great play there. The referees are actually conferring. Is this going to be a charge or will it be a foul? And it's going to be a foul, so they will count the bucket. Great play there by Mike Murphy to get in. He makes the bucket, and he's going to go to the line. Kloon is charged with the foul. That's two on Kloon. Kloon, one of the big-time starters here for GMU. That's a call that could go either way. I think, you know, you see that 10 times, 5 times it's going to be a block, 5 times it's going to be a charge. That one was tough, and it goes Morris's way. Murphy for the three-point play. He got it, and he's got 3 points. So it's 14-11, a close one here tonight at GMU as the Raiders lead the Mustangs 14-11. 1 minute to go, first quarter here on CDO. O'Hara walks the ball up the floor, gives it back to Lockwood. Little shifty crossover. Great matchup of guards between Murphy and Lockwood here tonight. Lockwood on the left side, passes down low for Kloon. Stops, pops, blocked away there by Child of Morris, and the Mustangs come away. They look to run. Here's Matt Murphy to the left side, gets into the paint, now backs it out. One-handed pass over to Morlock with 35 seconds to go on the game clock in the first quarter. Nick Hill from downtown, and this one off the mark. Out of bounds, and possession goes back to GMU. Nice-looking shot there from Nick Hill, the junior for the Mustangs in the left corner. Couldn't get it to go, and then off the rebound, it was tipped out by the Mustangs. 32 seconds to go, first quarter. GMU leads 14-11. Raiders will inbound the ball against this Morris press. Lockwood will walk it up the floor on the right side here for GMU. Crosses the timeline at half court. Thought about a three-pointer, but wants to run the offense. The shot clock is off. Gets it back to Baker. He pops a two-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Ball is still in play, and Morris will come away with a rebound with 15 seconds to go. Stolen away, though, by Lockwood of GMU. Passes across. Baker's shot is blocked. O'Hara keeps it in, and now they're going to say it was out of bounds. So Lockwood with a great steal got it underneath there to Baker, and Baker was blocked, and the ball went out of bounds. 8 seconds to go in this first quarter. GMU looking to get one final shot off. They lead 14-11. Here's Lockwood, top of the key, with 5 seconds to go. Now three. Lockwood outside for Delaney, downtown, off the mark. So close there for Matt Delaney, but he couldn't get it to go. 14-11, a great opening quarter. That's the best basketball we've seen so far this year. And the second quarter coming up, GMU leads Morris in boys action 14-11 here on CDO. We'll be right back.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back live from Gilbert Selmount Upton High School here tonight. 14-11 at the end of the first quarter. GMU leading Morris in boys action. Nate O'Hara with 12 of the 14 points here for GMU. Hunter Lockwood got the other two. On the other side, it's Matt Murphy for Morris with three, Mike Murphy with three, Ryan Morlock with three, and Robert Child with two here for the visiting Morris Mustangs. And that's probably the best basketball we've seen so far this year, folks. It's early in the season. We know a lot of teams are kind of getting their rust off, getting, you know, on the same page, but that was some really good quality basketball. I'm glad we were able to bring it to you here on CDO. Of course, our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sidney Federal Credit Union at WCDOsports.com. We welcome you in from wherever you might be listening out there here tonight. Start of the second quarter, Morris still goes left to right. They're in the blue uniforms with the white trim. GMU's in the white with the blue and the gold trim here tonight. Morris looking to work it around against this 2-3 zone, and now here's a steal by Ethan Butts of GMU as Morris tried to work it into the interior. Back the other way for the Raiders as they go right to left. Here is Delaney outside the three-point line. Now top of the key here for the Raiders. Reverses to the left side, back to the right side, looking for O'Hara. He's closely guarded here by Mike Murphy. O'Hara down in low, and this one tipped away. And they're going to call a kick as he brought it in. O'Hara was going for the bounce pass, and referees were right in the right spot as the ball got kicked. It looked like maybe they were going to get away with it, but GMU will hold on to possession. So the Raiders with 15 on the shot clock will inbounds under their own basket. They quickly get it up to Lockwood, top of the key with 10 on the shot clock. Lockwood against Matt Murphy, two young guards in the league going head-to-head. Five on the shot clock. They get it over to Delaney. Pump fakes. He's going to have to throw up a three-pointer. No good. Morris with the rebound. And now we'll have a shot clock violation officially on GMU as Delaney was in a tough spot there. He got the ball. There was only about 2 seconds left on the shot clock and really did his best to kind of pump fake and get one off, but instead a shot clock violation on GMU. 7 minutes to go. Early second quarter. GMU leading Morris 14-11. Now here is Mike Murphy for three in the corner. This one no good. Rebound for Nick Hill. Up and in. Hill came flying out of nowhere, grabbed that one out of midair and put it in. It's 14-13, and GMU is going to take a 30-second timeout as head coach Greg Monskowski didn't want to have that happen again on the defensive board. 6:47 to go, second quarter, 14-13. GMU leads. We'll take a 30-second break on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. After the 30-second timeout for GMU, they will inbound the ball going right to left, and Morris is bringing that press, but pretty much as soon as GMU gets it in, they back it right off. So that's certainly good for the Raiders here. Raiders now going right to left. Morris still in the man-to-man, and now a steal by Matt Murphy. Picked the pocket there of Lockwood. Drives down the court, off the glass, and good. Therefore, Matt Murphy, he has 5 points. Morris takes their first lead of the evening, 15-14. 6:20 to go in the second quarter, and now GMU with a traveling violation here on O'Hara gives the ball right back here to the Mustangs. GMU has to keep some composure here. Have to settle in on defense as the Mustangs looking to get back into this contest. Here's Morlock for a three. Got it. Ryan Morlock from downtown, his second three-pointer. He's got 6 points, and Morris leads 18-14 with 6:10 to go second quarter. After a great start, GMU trying to stick in this one. Here's O'Hara, lost it in the paint, and Morris is off and running. Here comes Murphy, down and in. Matt Murphy ahead to Mike Murphy, and he puts it home for the layup. 5 points there for Mike Murphy, and another timeout on the floor. Morris leads 20-14 with 5:58 to go in the second quarter. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. An 8-0 run for Morris has put them from being down 14-12 to up 20-14. The Murphy brothers coming alive. Matt Murphy, a couple quick buckets and then an assist to his brother Michael. And Morris leads GMU 20-14 in a very entertaining first half so far. Live from GMU High School tonight. Boys Tri-Valley action, 5:58 to go second quarter, and we'll see if the full timeout there taken by head coach Greg Monskowski for GMU will pay off. Morris still coming hard with the press, but they quickly get it into Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood being shadowed by Matt Murphy here. Gets it into the front court. GMU looking to get some offense going. They get it back to Butts. Now for Kloon. And again, back to Hunter Lockwood. Finds Delaney, top of the key for three. This one is short. GMU with the rebound. And Nate O'Hara. O'Hara on the right side and a fresh 35-second shot clock. Here's Lockwood. Pull-up jumper. Baseline. No good. And the rebound here for Nick Hill of Morris. Boy, that would have been good for GMU if they could have got one of those shots to go down. Morris in transition. Here's Murphy. Underneath to Murphy. That was Matt to Mike, and it was knocked away. Nice job by Ethan Butts to just get a piece of that and disrupt the shot. GMU back the other way, trailing by six with 5:15 to go before the halftime break. It's 20-14. Lockwood finds Delaney, left side, 20 on the shot clock. Dribbles into the paint. Nice pass off for Kloon, and he's blocked there by Hill. Kloon diving after the loose ball, but Morris will come away with Morlock. Morlock to the far side again here for Matt Murphy. Pull up three, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Mike Murphy, up and in. Nice job by Mike Murphy, and he's got 7 points on the night now to lead the Morris Mustangs. It's 22-14. 4:40 to go before the halftime break. Here's Lockwood on the right side. Lockwood, top of the three-point line. And to the right side once again. Looking to get it inside, but GMU not having much luck at the moment. Getting it in against this man-to-man offense. And here is Lockwood from downtown. This one is no good. And the three ball that was falling so well in the first quarter, not falling now for GMU. Here's Murphy to the rim. No good. Rebound for O'Hara. Now GMU looking to run. Going right to left. Down the right wing is Lockwood. Finds Kloon. Foul line extended. Gets down low. Off the glass. And he's fouled. Gets the bucket. And a three-point play possibility coming up here for Kloon. That's good for Kloon because he's had a couple of nice passes from Delaney and from Lockwood where he got in low and then he got his shot blocked. So sometimes you're not as willing to go in there the next trip down the floor. But Kloon went right back to it, gets this one, and he's rewarded with the foul. So it's 22-16, Morris on top of GMU with 4:06 to go second quarter. Kloon looking to finish off the three-point play. Shot is up and off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Morris and Nick Hill. Hill will leave it for Morlock and ahead now for Murphy. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Morris leads 22-16. A tight one here tonight at GMU in the Tri-Valley League in boys action. And now a steal from GMU. Good hands by Kloon to knock it away. Ahead for Butts and now to Lockwood. Gets the ball into the hands of a guard. Here's Lockwood, a little crossover. Gets it back off for Baker. Baker for Lockwood, trying to set up the offense down and low, and a foul is going to come up here on Nick Hill. As Ethan Butts for GMU was trying to post him up, and Hill got a little happy there with the hands and knocked him on the wrist. Here's the foul situation, folks. Morris with 5, GMU with 3. 3:38 to go, second quarter. It's 22-16, Morris on top of GMU. The Raiders kind of hit a little quiet spot where they haven't been able to score, but they're looking to break out of that right now after that last bucket by Kloon. So 22-16, GMU inbounding underneath their own basket. They get it up top here for Butts. Leaves one off for Lockwood. Behind the back dribble to the top of the key here. 30 on the shot clock, so plenty of time. They get it to O'Hara, who hasn't had many open looks here, but he does have 12 points. GMU with some subs in the game now as Dylan Nichols finds his first touch of the night. Gets it off for O'Hara. Jumper is good for O'Hara. He's got 14, and boy, he had a hand right in his face there, folks, and still put it down. 3:10 to go, second quarter. It's 22-18. Morris leading by 4 over GMU with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here's Matt Murphy, top of the key, finds Hill outside to Brent Wist, who's into the contest for the first time tonight. Back for Murphy, 360 dribble drive into the paint, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession back to GMU. Boy, I'm so impressed by the ability of Matt Murphy as a ninth grader to control the game and then get into the paint. And once he's in there, slash and dash. That time he just ran out of room. But 9 times out of 10, he's going to make a good play when he's in there. So here's Lockwood, another equally as impressive guard for GMU, bringing it up the floor. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Morris leading GMU 22-18. Here's Lockwood, left side. Outside the three-point line as GMU goes right to left. Dribbles down in deep. It's tipped away. As Matt Murphy got a hand on it, possession will stay with GMU. 19 seconds to go on the shot clock here for the Raiders as Butts will inbound underneath his own basket for the Raiders. Little stack on the inbounds here for the Raiders. They get it back out for Nichols. 15 on the shot clock. He lofts one up for Lockwood at the top of the key. Lockwood passes far side for Baker. Baker with a dribble drive, gets it off for Butts. The jumper is good, but they'll wave off the basket. They're going to say that Baker was out of control, and Morris is able to take a charge there with Murphy. Oh, that's too bad, because that was a great pass there from Baker over to Butts, who nailed the jumper. But a great job by Morris. Good heads-up play on defense to sacrifice the body. That's never easy. And to just plant those feet and take the charge. So that was the second foul there on Andrew Baker. 2:20 to go before halftime. Morris leads GMU 22-18 in boys Tri-Valley action tonight. Here's Morlock from downtown on the right side. This one off the mark, no good. GMU with a rebound. Off and running. To the races is Hunter Lockwood. Ahead for Nichols. And back to Lockwood. He thought about a three. Had a hand in his face. Gets it back to Butts. Jumper is good. Ethan Butts, the sophomore. His first 2 points of the night. We're back to a two-point ball game, folks. Morris 22, GMU 20 with 1:50 to go, second quarter. Crossing the GMU logo here at half court is Matt Murphy for Morlock. Pump fakes the three. Now for Nick Hill. Down in the near side corner to the far side for Wist. He's going to think about a three. Off the back mark, no good. O'Hara rips down the rebound. Here's Lockwood to the left side. Lockwood is fouled as he goes to the hoop by Morlock. We'll have a whistle with a minute 32 to go in the second quarter. It is Morris 22 and GMU 20. Great job by both these teams here to just battle tonight. One team gets ahead, the other one comes back. Entertaining game to watch so far, that's for sure. So 1:32 to go before the halftime break. Both coaches barking out instructions to each side. Morris in the blue tonight, GMU in the white. So Morris will inbounds right in front of the Morris bench. O'Hara gets it in for Lockwood. Lockwood, skip pass for Nichols, far side, pump fakes, gets to the hoop, he's fouled, makes the bucket, but they're going to say it's on the floor. Nice running jumper there by Nichols, but they'll say the foul was on the floor before the shot, and boy, that one was really, really close. Here's the foul situation, Morris with six, GMU with four, so the Raiders are pretty close to the 1-1. Oh, this will be the seventh foul, so Nichols is going to go to the line. That just changed up on the board. So here is Dylan Nichols, the junior wearing number 21 for GMU, steps to the line with the Raiders trailing Morris 22-20 with a minute 26 to go in this second quarter. Great game here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us, as well as on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Foul shot coming for Nichols, up and in. First one is good, his first point for the night. 1:26 to go. Before halftime, it's 22-21. Morris leading by one, but Nichols for GMU trying to knot things up. Spins the ball in his hand. Second shot up and gets the shooter's roll. Boy, that one went around the rim about three times before going and finding the bottom of the pin. 22-22 with a minute 25 to go before halftime. We're tied up again. GMU was down six, but crawled back out of the hole. Here's the Mustangs going left to right. Matt Murphy, top of the key. 20 on the shot clock for Wist. Back for Matt Murphy again. Dribble drive, kicks it out for Morlock. Three ball. This one off the front rim, no good. Rebound for Butts, and the outlet pass here to Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood down the right side. Crosses over. Top of the key now, getting one-on-one matchup here with Matt Murphy. We're under a minute to go before the halftime break. Here's O'Hara, closely guarded by Mike Murphy. Murphy giving up a lot of size in that matchup, but Murphy, definitely a quick player, is able to stick with him. Shot from the left side for Lockwood is off the mark, no good, and Morris is out and running, and now a foul on Lockwood in transition. Stops the clock with 43.7 to go before halftime. So we're tied at 22. Boys contest here tonight between GMU and Morris. Foul there on Lockwood, that's his first. So Morris will inbounds in the backcourt here with Morlock. Lockwood comes up to apply a little pressure and then backs right off. Here's Morris with 40 seconds to go. Second quarter, they find Brent Wist on the left side as the Mustangs go left to right. They get it into the paint, kick it back out, outside of the three-point line. Murphy down low for Hill. Now for Morlock, works into the land of the trees, goes up with the shot, no good. The rebound for O'Hara, and here comes GMU. They're going to play for the last shot, I would say, of the second quarter. It's tied at 22, 20 seconds to go before the halftime break, and the shot clock is off. They work it down low for Butts, off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, kicks it out for Nichols. Three ball, got it. Dylan Nichols for three, and he's got 5 points, and GMU leads 25-22. Half-court shot at the buzzer for Morris is no good. So we head into halftime, GMU leading Morris 25 to 22. A great last possession there. Ethan Butts had a really open look. He missed it, but was able to get his own rebound, kicked it out, and there was Dylan Nichols, who was cool, calm, and collected, and nailed the three-pointer. So make sure to stay tuned. It's our Maramido Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll give you a score breakdown from the first half and really talk about a great first half of basketball here. So at the half, GMU leads Morris 25-22 in boys' Tri-Valley action. A great game. You're not going to want to go anywhere here, folks. So we'll take a quick break. Again, 25-22 at the break. GMU leads Morris. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more high school basketball tonight on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Maravido Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Maravido. Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
We're number one.
Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently. Like first place, general excellence in New York State. Second place, general excellence nationally. Plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Halftime here at Gilbert Soulmount Upton High School. And welcome into our Maravido Energy Products Halftime Report. Sponsored by Maravido, of course, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Folks, I said it last night. This is a great time of year. The weather has been spectacular, so maybe you're saving some money on the heating bills. But if you need Maravido, you can call them at 563-HEAT, and they'll get all your energy solutions taken care of. Boy, folks, what a great first half here. We're live, of course, from GMU tonight, a boys matchup in the Tri-Valley, a real traditional rivalry between Morris and GMU. The town's only separated by about 8 miles, and you know, being from this community, I certainly know that the GMU kids know the Morris kids and vice versa. You hang out together, you play sports together in the summer, you're friends. But when it comes to being on the soccer field or being on the basketball court, boy, it's such a fun time because all your friends, all your relatives are right there in the stands, and certainly a lot of fun to play in front of them. And that's the same for, you know, a lot of local towns in our area, but this is a special one for the Tri-Valley League and these two Class D schools. Of course, let's look at our first half breakdown of points here. First for GMU, they're led by Nate O'Hara with 14 points and 3 three-pointers. He came right out and nailed 2 three-pointers right off the bat. He went for his 3rd three-pointer and got fouled and went to the line and hit all 3 foul shots. So an excellent job there by Nate O'Hara. He's got 14 points. That's a game high so far. Dylan Nichols with 5 points for GMU. Hunter Lockwood with 2. Ethan Butts with 2. And Mackenzie Clune with 2 points here tonight for GMU so far. And everybody for GMU really chipping in, really doing a nice job. I've been so impressed with Lockwood. He only has 2 points, but he's really managed the game very, very well. He's had a ton of pressure from the Morris full court press, and he's, you know, always looking to get the ball inside and make that extra pass. So doing a great job tonight, Hunter Lockwood for GMU. On the Morris side of things, you have several different players stepping up to score, including Mike Murphy with 7, Matt Murphy with 5, Ryan Morlock with 6, Robert Child with 2, and Nick Hill with 2. So good inside-outside combo there, of course, with Hill and Child being underneath, and Morlock and the two Murphy brothers out really shooting well from the outside. Of course, the dynamic duo of the Murphy brothers, I guess you could say, Matt and Mike, really was the difference for Morris when they made that little 8-0 run. They were down 14-12, and then Morris took a 20-14 lead. So that was certainly a nice little spurt there for the Morris Mustangs. It was really the two Murphy brothers who were kind of going after it there and really got a couple of steals that led to some buckets in transition. So again, it was a 14-12 game and then an 8-0 run, and Morris was magically up 20-14. Then GMU went on a little run of their own. They were able to chip back in, and I think that's what's been tough for GMU the last couple of years. When they've gotten down in games, they haven't had the experience to be able to come back like they did and crawl back into the game. And that's what this team has really done under head coach Greg Bonskowski. They've done what all the other schools are doing, playing the summer ball, playing those extra minutes when you can really grow as a team, and you always see these guys down locally playing in the park. So you know that they're certainly a strong team. So again, that's Mike Murphy with 7, Matt Murphy with 5, Morlock with 6, Nick Hill with 2, and Robert Child with 2. And Morlock has been deadly from downtown. His 6 points came off 2 three-pointers. And if he can find the range a little bit more here, I think GMU is going to have to be very, very careful. But, again, so impressed with Matt Murphy. He's just a sophomore, or just a freshman, excuse me. Hunter Lockwood is the sophomore for GMU. Those two young guards, if you're looking to come out and just watch some guys who can handle the ball and kind of manage the game, certainly go watch those two. And Matt Murphy especially is just really one that's going to be special to watch over the next couple of years. And right now he's got his senior brother, Michael Murphy, with 7 points, and those two, they just seem to know where they are, each other is at all times. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll chat a little more. But it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report with GMU leading Morris at the intermission break 25-22. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, your home for great deals.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios down in Sydney. Glad to be coming to you live from GMU tonight. First time we've been here to do a game, and we got a great one on our hands here, folks. At the halftime break, GMU leads Morris 25-22. These are two teams that figure to be hopefully somewhere in the top four there in the Tri-Valley standings. We know Lawrence is going to be very good. We think Morris is one of the teams that could give Lawrence a battle. But GMU, they've been down the last couple of years, just kind of in a rebuilding mode. And when you go to a small school, that's going to happen from time to time. But this is a crew that could really put things together and could start here with a win tonight over Morris. That could certainly help them. Their early season schedule has been tough, starting with Delhi 2 weeks ago, having that two-week layoff, and then having Morris here tonight, one of the other strong teams in the Tri-Valley. That has certainly been tough. All right, we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. Thanks for joining us on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Start of the third quarter. Morris leading GMU 25-22. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. A nice crowd here tonight between these two communities. And I'm sure it's the same up the road for the girls game as Morris and GMU are facing off there up in Morris, just about 8 or 9 miles away. Start of the third quarter. Morris will go right to left. Here is Morlock. Outside the three-point line, dribble drive up top for Matt Murphy. And now a travel violation is called here on Matt Murphy to give the ball right back to GMU. 7:47 to go, start in the third quarter. GMU's in the white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim. It says GMU in blue lettering across the chest. They will go left to right. Morris is in the road blue uniforms with the white trim, also some gray mixed in there. It says Morris in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. 25-22 is the score. Going left to right. Here's the pass down low to Kloon. The right-handed layup is up and good for Mackenzie Kloon. He's got 4 points. And boy, he's a very athletic kid that showed on a play like that. 27-22 now with 7:20 to go, third quarter. Morris with the ball going right to left. Here's Murphy, top of the key. Nice pass down low. Finds his brother. Kicks it back out for Morlock. Three ball downtown. Got it. Three ball there for Morlock. He's got 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points, and it's GMU 27, Morris 25. Here's GMU going left to right. Lockwood will work it up the floor, closely shadowed by Matt Murphy. And here's Lockwood finding Kloon. Kloon for Butts on the left side now again. Back for Lockwood as they work it around against this man-to-man defense. Pull-up jumper for O'Hara off the front rim. It's short, rebound loose on the floor. Butts finds Lockwood up and under, can't get the rebound to go. And now a steal by GMU. Kloon comes down with it, and Lockwood comes away. So GMU's going to get a fresh shot clock. Here's Delaney. Thought about the three. Back out for Lockwood. 6.5 to go, third quarter. It's 27-25. Here's Lockwood. Passing it back off for Delaney as GMU goes left to right. Here's O'Hara on the drive. Pulling his way down low. Off for Butts. Up and good. Ethan Butts with 4 points. And GMU has a 4-point lead. 29-25 with 6:10 to go, third quarter. Morris in the blue and white uniforms here going right to left, working against this 2-3 zone that GMU has come out in. Here's Murphy, wide open for three. Matt Murphy from downtown, off the back iron, no good. Lockwood with the rebound. Goes up and under, and he's fouled there by Nick Hill. Just a heads-up play there by Lockwood, A, to track down that long rebound. And then Hill was kind of draped all over him and takes a foul pretty far from his own basket, and Lockwood just kind of put the hip into him and drew that contact and was able to draw the foul. So 5:50 to go, third quarter. 29-25 is the score. GMU going left to right, and here is Lockwood at the top of the key. Closely guarded. Now they leave him wide open. Lost him for a second. Lockwood's three ball is no good, but again gets his own rebound. Found it through all the traffic and is able to bring it down. Passes down low, and he's fouled. Boy, a great start to the second half for Hunter Lockwood. He missed that three, got his own rebound, then goes down low and draws the foul. So that's going to be the second foul on Nick Hill of Morris. 29-25 with 5.5 to go, third quarter. Kloon gets it in, but he throws it out of bounds. Kloon tried to loft one up to Lockwood, just couldn't get to it, and knocked out of bounds. So again, 5.5 to go, third quarter, live here from GMU. 29-25 to score. Morris with the ball going right to left. Crossing the GMU logo at half court is Matt Murphy. Passes off for Morlock. Morlock back to Murphy. Dribble drive to the foul line. Now finds his brother, Mike Murphy. Murphy into the paint. Kicks it out for Morlock. Downtown. Three ball. Rattles out. Rebound is loose, and Butch comes down with it for GMU. Here's Lockwood off to the races. Left side. Puts on the brakes. Fakes the pass. Now gets it back to Butch. A little handoff. Lockwood keeps the dribble. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Finds O'Hara on the give and go. Off the back rim, no good. Kloon with the rebound. Kloon at the right block. Tries to go up. Off the glass and in. Another athletic play from Kloon. And GMU leads 31-25. Folks, you can't teach what he just did, that's for sure. That was just a pure athletic play. 31-25 with 4:45 to go, third quarter. GMU leading Morris in boys Tri-Valley action tonight. Here's Matt Murphy. Downtown puts in a three. Matt Murphy now with 8 points. It's Morlock with 9, Matt Murphy with 8, and Mike Murphy with 7 so far for Morris. 31-28 the score. GMU going left to right. They lead with 4:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Lockwood. Dribble drive. Lost it as he slipped over on the far side. Ball still loose on the floor, though. Lockwood picks it back up for three. No good. Rebound for Morlock. Lockwood just can't get a shot to go down. Now we're going to have a whistle on the play, and this is going to be a foul on Nate O'Hara. I think O'Hara was trying to pick the pocket there of Morlock. And, you know, that they're going to call that 9 times out of 10. When you're in the backcourt and somebody's trying to streak out and you stick that hand in there, they're going to call that. So that's the first foul on O'Hara. Foul situation here in the second half. 2 for Morris, 1 for GMU. 4:10 to go, third quarter. It's 31-28. GMU on top of Morris. A great Tri-Valley rivalry here tonight on the boys' side. Murphy with the pump fake. Gets into the paint. Kicks it back out. Mike to Matt. Three ball. Good. Matt Murphy, his second three-pointer in a row. He's got 11 points, and we're tied up at 31 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. GMU going left to right. Here's Lockwood. Lockwood at the top of the key. Holding on to it, finds Kloon, who's very comfortable for being a big guy. He's all right outside the three-point line. Makes a cut. Goes up for the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kloon fighting his way up. Makes the basket and count it. Mackenzie Kloon with 6 points here in the second half. He's got 8 for the game, and he's looking for the three-point play. 33-31 with 3:33. A lot of threes in there, folks, left here in the third quarter. So Kloon is going to go to the line, and again, he made a nice cut from about the free throw line. Got a pass from Lockwood down low. Couldn't get the layup to go on the left side. Got his own rebound. Went up, was fouled, and made the bucket. So Kloon to the line. Shot coming is off the back rim, no good. Matt Murphy skying for the rebound. Mike as well. And it was tipped out of bounds off the hands of the Murphy brothers. And they're going to say that this will go to the white and blue of GMU. 3:32 to go in this third quarter. It's 33-31. Raiders leading the Mustangs. Lockwood. His inbound pass is intercepted here by Mike Murphy. Off to the races. Layup is good. And Mike Murphy now with 9 points. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. We're tied up at 33. GMU going left to right. Here's Kloon. Down low for Lyons. Up and no good. Matt Lyons checked into the game. Missed the layup, but Kloon with the rebound. He cleans up the mess, and he's got 10 points. GMU leads 35-33. Lyons couldn't get it to go, but Kloon could off the rebound. Matt Murphy back the other way. Three ball is off the mark, and the rebound here for O'Hara. So 2:55 to go in the third quarter, and O'Hara travels. Well, he wanted to make that pass, and he picked up the dribble and was just, I think, one step too far in front of himself. 2:56 to go, third quarter. It's 35-33, GMU on top of Morris. Top of the key, the Mustangs with the ball going right to left. Here's Matt Murphy, steps in. Kicks out for Morlock, dribble drive. He got stuck down in traffic, was in trouble. We'll have a jump ball, and possession goes back to GMU. Morlock went into the land of the Giants there and just ran out of room. And when he picked up his dribble, he really had nowhere to go. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. It's a two-point ball game. GMU leading Morris 35-33. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Raiders going left to right. Here's Lockwood, closely guarded by Matt Murphy. Two young guards going head-to-head here. And here is Lyons. Matt Lyons will leave it off here for Hunter Lockwood. Back for O'Hara. Foul line extended. Back for Lockwood with 15 on the shot clock. Lockwood, acrobatic shot, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, and goes to Morris. Lyons was fighting for it there off the miss by Lockwood, but Morris will come away with it. So GMU 35, Morris 33 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Murphy outside the three-point line here. This is Mike Murphy, closely guarded by Andrew Baker. GMU still in the 2-3 zone, but the top two guys very active. Not afraid to close out on the wings. To the far side here from Morlock, deep in the corner. Goes inside once again. Bjorvan up with the shot. And it's blocked, but he's fouled. So Connor Bjorvan, the senior, will go to the line. Looking for his first points tonight. And we'll see who this foul is on. It looks like it'll be on O'Hara, his second. Three team fouls on Morris, two on GMU. 1:59 to go, third quarter. It's 35-33. And Morris to the line, trying to tie this game up as they trail by two. First shot for Bjorvan, nothing but net. That one is good. 1:59 to go in this third quarter. Bjorvan will go back to the line once again, trying to tie this game up here for the Mustangs. Shot coming for Bjorvan, and rattles it home. So his first 2 points are big ones. We're knotted up at 35 with 1:55 to go, third quarter. GMU going left to right. They get it over the timeline at half court. They give it off for Kloon, back to Lockwood. Lockwood closely guarded, as he has been all game, by Matt Murphy. He's handled it very, very well. Can't say that enough. Behind the back dribble, down low for Kloon, who's got 10 points. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound here for the Mustangs, and they're off and running with 1:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Murphy, and his pocket is picked there as Mike loses the ball. Outlet pass ahead, and here is Lockwood. Nice pass down low for Baker. Off the glass and in. Great one-handed pass from Lockwood to Andrew Baker, and he puts it in. It's 37-35. GMU on top of Morris with a minute 15 to go here in this third quarter. Great ball game here, folks. It's been tight from the opening tip. Morlock on the right wing as Morris goes right to left. They try to work it down low to Robert Child, knocked away by Kloon. Kloon picks up his dribble in a dangerous spot, but gets it off to Baker, and then safely into the hands of Lockwood with a minute to go in this third quarter. GMU leading by two, 37-35. Left wing side for Baker. Dribbles to the top of the key. Backdoor pass there, looking for O'Hara. Tipped away by Mike Murphy, out of bounds, and possession stays with GMU. Butts will check back into the game, as well as Dylan Nichols here for GMU. Butts with 4 points, Nichols with five. Child is going to go to the bench here for Morris. And Nick Hill will check back in, and now we'll have a timeout with 43 seconds to go in the third. A timeout on the floor here by GMU. The Raiders lead the Mustangs 37-35. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
43.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's 37-35. GMU leading Morris. GMU will inbound the ball here in this third quarter, looking to close it with the lead. Played a heck of a game so far here on their home floor. Lockwood trying to get it in, and he does to Baker. Pump fakes, and back outside here for Lockwood. Lockwood to the top of the key. He finds Nichols. Nichols outside the three-point line. Now back down low to Baker. Can't get the layup to go, and we'll have a whistle. 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And a little controversy here after Nichols missed the, after Baker missed the foul shot. Not sure if GMU is saying they tried to take a timeout while they still had possession. Morris is arguing that they had possession. Here with 30 seconds to go in this third quarter, let's see. Looks like possession is going to stay with Morris. Head coach Bonkowski not happy with the Zebra crew. Head coach Garcia from Morris wants explanation as well. It appears that the ball is going to stay with Morris as they trail 37-35 with 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Bonkowski still having a word here with the referee. And Morris is going to have the ball any way you look at it, as they had possession, and that's what the referee is saying. So Morris playing for the last shot here possibly of the third quarter with 25 seconds up on the clock, and they trail 37-35. and they are content to dribble it down. They want this last shot. GMU sitting in the 2-3 zone, and this is Matt Murphy just dribbling the ball, top of the key. Now some action with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. And now here is Matt Murphy. Murphy kicks it out for Morlock. Morlock from downtown, got it. That was a deep, deep three ball for Morlock. And he's going to finish the quarter now with 12 points, all on three-pointers, and it's 38-37. Morris leads at the end of this third quarter. A one-point ball game. You're not going to want to go anywhere, folks. These last final 8 minutes are going to be a doozy. Morris 38, GMU 37. We'll be right back on CDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
The Amthrol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amthrol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here, folks. 38-37 is the score. Morris on top of GMU. Boys Tri-Valley action live from GMU here tonight. Nate Lull with you on CDO. And here are the Mustangs going right to left. Here is Murphy from downtown. That was Mike Murphy. His three ball is long and no good. And now GMU going left to right will bring it down the floor with Lockwood. Lockwood to the left side. Gets down low off the block. His shot no good. Kloon goes up, almost tapped it in, and he can't get it to go. And now Morris comes away with the rebound, but Murphy is trapped. And we'll have to take a timeout. 7:33 to go in this fourth quarter. And we'll keep it right here. 38-37 is the score. And that was just a heads-up move there by head coach Chris Garcia as he saw that his young guard, Matt Murphy, was trapped. He did a nice job to get a rebound against the much taller Mackenzie Kloon. He brought it down, but then there was three GMU players that were trapped right around him. And he had nowhere to go. He couldn't even get an outlet pass anywhere. So Morris takes a timeout, just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 7:33 to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-37. You're in for a treat here tonight, folks. It should be a good finish. It's been back and forth. Morris makes a run. GMU makes a run. And both teams have just battled, a lot of spirit, a lot of pride. It's a fun one. This is the best game we've done so far this year in terms of being close. 38-37 with 7:30 to go here in this fourth quarter. And here is Matt Murphy at the top of the key to the right side. Puts on the brakes, finds Morlock. Another three from downtown, no good, off the front rim. And now a foul on Matt Murphy as Lockwood easily had the rebound. And Murphy went plowing into him. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-37. Morris on top of GMU. Raiders looking to retake the lead. It's been back and forth all night long. And so GMU going left to right there in the white with the blue and the yellow trim uniforms here tonight. Morris is in the blue with the white trim. Here is Lockwood. Lockwood finds Nate O'Hara. O'Hara driving his way in. Gets it up to the foul line for Mackenzie Kloon. Little crossover, pump fake, shot is short, no good. Morris the rebound, and the Mustangs will slow it down here. Now they'll look to run. And this is Morlock. On the far side, thinking about a three, pump fake, gets into the paint, kicks it out for Murphy, and Mike will pass back up to Matt Murphy, who sets up the offense. 20 to go on the shot clock. And now for Morlock, back up for Matt Murphy, for Mike Murphy, far side, 15 to go on the shot clock. Skips it across, nice pass there, pump fakes for Morlock, back outside, and 8 to go on the shot clock now. Murphy's going to pull up from downtown. That's no good. He had a couple of extra seconds but didn't realize it. Off the mark, and GMU with the rebound. 6:25 to go in the fourth, and it's Morris 38, GMU 37. Here's Butts. He finds Kloon, and now for Lockwood. Lockwood skips it across and finds Baker, and now a traveling violation here on Andrew Baker. 6:14 to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-37. Morris still holding out to this lead. So after the first quarter, GMU led 14-11. At the half, it was GMU 25-22, and at the end of three, it was our current score, Morris 38, GMU 37, with 6:10 to go here in this fourth quarter. They pass it over for Nick Hill. Boy, he wanted that three ball badly, but passed it up. Passes back out. Now he'll take it from Murphy. Shot is off the mark, no good. A dogfight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. And now we're going to have a foul, and I believe this one is going to be on Matt Murphy. Baker pulled down the loose change. And we'll see who the foul is on up on the board with 5:55 to go here in the fourth. That's five team fouls against Morris, two against GMU. That foul is actually whistled to Mike Murphy, so he takes the foul. That's his first. So he's not in any danger at the moment. 5:50 to go here in the fourth. GMU with the ball at the top of the key, going left to right. Here's Lockwood, a behind-the-back dribble. Lockwood steps out, finds Butts. Pump fakes, gets into the paint, finds Kloon. The jumper is good. Kisses one off the glass, and Mackenzie Kloon has 12 points. GMU leads 39-38 with 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. And here is Matt Murphy, top of the key, finds Morlock. And to the far side, now looking for Mike Murphy, and a traveling violation down on the baseline. 39-38, and GMU is going to get the ball back with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. So Morris is still keeping on this full court pressure, pretty much just challenging GMU to get the ball in, and then they kind of back off, and they're really guarding Lockwood to try to keep the ball out of his hands. 5:20 to go in the fourth, and here is O'Hara. He is closely guarded. He has no points here in the second half, and now it's going to be a timeout for GMU as O'Hara was getting doubled. With 5:15 to go in the fourth, GMU will take the timeout. 39-38, GMU leads Morris. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back here on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer, each and every day.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:15 to go, fourth quarter, 39-38 is the score. GMU on top of Morris here in the fourth quarter, live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton High School. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Wasn't quite sure coming into tonight's game how this one would go. Morris, I maybe would have given the slight edge to them. And, of course, you don't know who's going to win this ball game. But GMU is really showing everybody in attendance here tonight that they're the real deal. And they're going to be tough in the Tri-Valley. Off the inbound pass to O'Hara. Downtown for three, and O'Hara's got 17. They just inbounded the ball, ran a simple screen, and O'Hara knocks it down. So it's 42-38. Big three ball there for Nate O'Hara. 4:55 to go in this fourth quarter. GMU leading 42-38. Morris in the blue with the white trim. To the top of the key. Now here for Matt Murphy. Murphy trying to find Mike Murphy. It's kicked by Baker of GMU and goes out of bounds. So we will set the shot clock back to 15 after a kick ball. It was only at 14, so Morris gains an extra second there. But Morris trails GMU 42-38 with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's the foul situation. Morris with 5, GMU with 2, just in case you're thinking ahead here for foul shots. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Morris works it inside. Now they kick it back out, but it's tipped away by Ethan Butts. Now 3 on the shot clock. Murphy in trouble, passes one over to Hill. He chucks one up, and that one's off the mark, no good. And GMU comes down with the rebound, and Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood ahead here for the Raiders. Lockwood closely guarded by Matt Murphy as GMU leads 42-38 with 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Lockwood across for Baker from downtown. That shot is short, but the rebound goes up. That's off the mark, no good. Another fight for the rebound. Kloon is fouled, and he'll go to the line. GMU fighting hard on the boards, and on that third chance, Kloon is fouled and will go to the line. 4:06 to go in the fourth quarter, and GMU leads 42-38, and Mackenzie Kloon will go back to the line. He's had a big second half. He had 2 points at halftime. He's had 10 so far in the second half. for 12 points for the Raiders. First shot coming for Kloon off the back iron, no good. 4:06 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 42-38. Robert Child will check back in for Connor Bjorvon. And this is four fouls as well on Nick Hill of Morris. We'll keep an eye on that as Morris has 16 fouls. GMU has two, so very close to the 1-1 for the Raiders. Second shot for Kloon off the back mark, no good. Remember those one, folks. Close games, you got to make your free throws. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. GMU leading by four, 42-38. Here is Hill for Morris as they go right to left. And Hill has the ball now. Passes down low for Child. He got tied up with Kloon. We'll have a timeout for the Mustangs. With 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter, we'll step away for a quick break. GMU leads Morris in boys action tonight, 42-38. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:50 to go, fourth quarter, live from GMU High School tonight. It's Morris and GMU in boys action. Again, the fourth quarter, the Raiders leading the Mustangs, 42-38, GMU on top of Morris. Great game here tonight, folks. Thanks for joining us on CDO. We'll have another game for you on Thursday night, a 6 o'clock tip-off, a 5:50 Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, when the Franklin boys head down to take on BG. We'll be live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School on Thursday at about 10 to 6 with a 6 o'clock tip-off between the Purple Devils and the Bobcats. Stay tuned for that one on Thursday. 3:50 to go in this one, fourth quarter. GMU leads Morris, 42-38. Mustangs with the ball here for Morris. And here's Morlock, a deep three, and this one is off the front iron, no good. Rebound for Morris, and a fresh 35 up on the shot clock, and Murphy will bring it up. This is Matt Murphy, just a freshman, leaves it off for Mike Murphy, his brother, the senior, his three ball, no good. And Ethan Butts skies for the rebound for GMU. Lockwood down the left wing side as the Raiders in the white home uniforms going left to right. Here's Lockwood, top of the key, GMU with a four-point lead, 42-38 with 3:20 to go. Lockwood, dribble drive. Going up against Murphy. Now gets it back for Baker. He tosses it down low. Mackenzie Kloon comes up with a loose change and puts it home. Kloon has got 14 now. And GMU leads 44-38. Boy, the pass down low to Butts was knocked away, but Kloon was right there to pick it up. And here is Morris going right to left. Up top for Morlock. Three ball. This one rattles out. Rebound for Murphy. Mike Murphy skying up. Can't get the layup to go. And the rebound is for Baker of GMU. 2:45 to go in the fourth. It's 44-38. And here is Lockwood at the top of the key. And the clock is really becoming a concern now for the Mustangs. Lockwood with a dribble drive. The skying shot is good. Hunter Lockwood. He's only got 4 points, but he has been a master here tonight for the Raiders. And GMU has their biggest lead of the game by 8, 46-38. 2:25 to go in the fourth. The Raiders trying to upset the Mustangs here tonight, folks. Early season matchup between these two rivals. Very close. Right up Route 51, separating the two schools. Ball is loose now. Pops out of bounds. Kloon went flying into the wall to try to save it. And he pounces right back up. Boy, to be young, folks. Let me tell you, he just hit that wall and just bounced up like, ah, no problem. I got it. 2:12 to go here in the fourth quarter, and GMU leads 46-38. Morris inbounds the ball. Here's Nick Hill downtown. Got it. Huge shot there for Nick Hill. He's got 5 points, and it's 46-41. Head coach Chris Garcia wants a timeout with 2:07 to go here in the fourth. GMU leads 46-41. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. and I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Let's set the scene here for you, folks. Live from GMU High School, boys Tri-Valley action tonight. 2:07 to go, fourth quarter. GMU leads Morris 46-41. It's been back and forth. The Mustangs would have the lead, then the Raiders would take it back, and vice versa. And here we are with 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter. You don't want to turn that dial, folks. Stay right here. 46-41 is the score. And make sure to stay tuned. We're going to have our awards coming up right after this contest brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Morris still bringing on the press here. GMU looking to get it in. They get it to Lockwood. He's closely guarded by Murphy. Murphy with the steal. Matt Murphy with the layup. Up and no good. O'Hara with the rebound for GMU, and he's fouled by Mike Murphy with exactly 2 minutes to go. So GMU got it in. They lost it. Morris had a chance at a layup, and it was knocked away. And then O'Hara with the rebound, and he's fouled. And this is going to put GMU into the 1-1. Seventh foul here on Morris as a team. Only two for GMU. You can tell Morris frustrated at the moment. 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's 46-41, and Nate O'Hara with a game-high 17 points, 14 of those coming in the first half, will step to the line. He really jump-started GMU a couple of minutes ago with that three ball out of a timeout. Let's see if he can do it from the foul line here. First shot is up for O'Hara. He rattles it in. He's got 18. 2 minutes exactly to go in the fourth, and it's 47-41. GMU with the lead. O'Hara again to the line. He's got 18, looking for 19. Here it comes. Shot is up for O'Hara. No good. Rebound for Robert Child of Morris. And Murphy is off to the races here for the Mustangs. This is Matt Murphy. Finds Morlock, who's been deadly from downtown tonight. He's been a sniper. Here's Matt Murphy outside the three-point line. Lost it. But Morlock is able to pick up the loose change for three off the front rim. No good. Lockwood with the rebound, and he's fouled. How about that, folks? A bunch of 6'2 and 6'3 guys in there, and Hunter Lockwood, who is about 5'4", skies up and grabs the rebound. Big play, and he's going to go to the line. Lockwood only with 4 points, but he has really controlled this game when GMU needed him to at the point guard position. 1:42 to go, fourth quarter. It's 47-41. And Lockwood trying to add to the GMU lead. So Lockwood stepping to the line. First shot is up and in. Cool, calm, and collected. Lockwood has 5. Big, big shot there from the foul line for Lockwood. Second one coming. GMU leads 48-41 with a minute 42 to go in the contest. Lockwood's second shot up and in. He's got 6. Big night tonight for Hunter Lockwood. 49-41 with a minute 40 to go in the fourth. GMU trying to pull this one out. Morris with the ball, and you got to think they're looking for one of the Murphy boys or maybe Morlock from downtown. Let's see. And now a foul on Lockwood, and it's just not really his fault, I want to say. He just got tangled up leg to leg there with Matt Murphy, and Murphy tripped. No bad blood there, just wrong place, wrong time if you're Lockwood. 18 fouls on Morris, 3 on GMU. That's 8 for Morris and 3 for GMU. The score is 49-41 with a minute 25 to go. GMU leading Morris. And here is Matt Murphy. Dribble drive into the gold paint. Layup is good. Acrobatic shot there for Matt Murphy. He's got 13. And now it's going to be a traveling violation here on Andrew Baker. So Morris is going to get the ball back with a minute 14. Baker was walking the ball up the left side of the court there. And as he started to get into his trot, he just shuffled his feet. And Morris gets the ball back. They trail by 6. Down to a minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Mustangs got to be looking for a three ball here, maybe, just the way they've played tonight. You could go for the quick two, or maybe you play for the three. Morlock has the ball now. Passes out for Mike Murphy. Dribble, drive, reverse, layup. No good, but he's fouled. Butts just got him on the wrist, and Murphy's going to go to the line to shoot two. Boy, talk about some clutch free throws coming up here for Mike Murphy of Morris. He's got 9 points. 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 49-43 with Murphy sitting at the line. So here is Mike Murphy. Takes a couple of dribbles. Shot is up and good. And now both Murphy brothers are into double figures. It's 49-44, and you got to think this is going to turn into a fouling game now. to stop the clock, Morris is going to have to make some fouls. Boy, we've been really treated to a good game here tonight, folks. Mike Murphy's second shot coming for the Mustangs. This one is up and in. He's got 11, and GMU leads 49-45. It's just a four-point game, and now as the ball gets into Lockwood, he's fouled. If you're Morris there, you got to try to steal an inbounds pass. If you can't do it, you got to get the foul, and that's what they do. So GMU now is going to head over and talk to head coach Greg Bonskowski. Get a quick word from him as Lockwood's going to step to the line. Now GMU breaks the huddle and comes back to the charity stripe. 56.5 to go. It's 49-45. And Nick Hill is going to sub into the game here. Matt Murphy's going to go over and have a quick word with head coach Chris Garcia. It's a 1-1 here for Hunter Lockwood. 9 team fouls on Morris. First shot is up and in for Lockwood. 7 points now for Lockwood. Both sides doing a great job with the foul shots tonight. 50-45 is the score. GMU leading by 5 over Morris with 56 seconds to go. Lockwood the second one coming off the 1-1. This one goes. And Lockwood has 8. And Morris with the ball now. 51-45. 55 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. And here is Matt Murphy. Dribble drive. Gets down and low and he's fouled. He'll go to the line. That's a good heads up play by Matt Murphy. He knew he was going to have to go down low with the big guys. Goes for the reverse layup and was fouled. So 50 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Looks like head coach Chris Garcia is trying to put in number 5, Sam Ernst. Probably a guy with no fouls who can just be the guy to go in and get a quick foul. So none of your starters have to take that. Matt Murphy, the first foul shot is good. He has 14. It's 51-46 now with 50 seconds to go. This game far from over. It's going to be a chess match here between the two sides the rest of the way to see how much clock you can milk. 50 seconds to go. Second shot coming here for Matt Murphy. Up and good. Murphy now with 15. And a timeout will be taken by Morris. So GMU leads Morris. Boys action 51-47 with 50 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 50 seconds to go, and GMU leads 51-47, a four-point lead here for the Raiders. Again, with 50 seconds to go, live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton High School, our first time being here for a game in a long time. I know CDO did a game here quite a few years ago, probably the mid-90s, but it's been a long time, and glad to be back here again for Tri-Valley basketball tonight. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter, both teams breaking the huddle after the Morris timeout. GMU with possession. They lead 51-47. You got to think if they get the ball in without a steal, Morris is going to try to get the foul. And you got to think they want to keep it out of the hands of O'Hara and Lockwood, who have shown that they are good from the foul line. Delaney looking for the home run pass here to Mackenzie Clune. He pulls it down, and Child has to foul him. Good move by GMU. A little bit of a risk to try to throw that long home run pass. But Clune, with his good hands, skies up around half court, grabs that one, and is fouled by Child. That's his third, and will go to the line. So this is the 10th team foul here on Morris, and so Clune is going to shoot two. 51-47. Clune, the first shot is off the mark. No good. And that one was tough. Feeling the pressure there maybe a little bit. So still 51-47, 49 seconds to go. Clune steps to the line here for GMU. Second shot is in. Big shot there for Clune. He now has 15. 52-47, 45 seconds to go. Here's Matt Murphy, and a traveling violation called on him. Right idea. He just shuffled his feet. He wanted to get to the basket. He had a clear path, but just shuffled that pivot foot, that's for sure. 43 seconds to go. 52-47 is the score. 43 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 again here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
43 seconds to go, folks. Welcome back. Live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton High School, the Raiders leading the Mustangs 52-47. A boys Tri-Valley matchup here tonight between two rival schools, and it hasn't disappointed. We'll have our awards coming up in the postgame show. 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And look at inbounds the ball here. GMU gets it in for Ethan Butts, and they'll call another timeout. Boy, that was very, very close to being a five-second call, but GMU just got it in, and they'll call the timeout. 41.4 to go. 52-47 is the score, so we'll keep it right here. Boy, again, a back-and-forth game. GMU led at halftime, 25-22. And right now it's 52-47 with 41 seconds to go. So last night was our opening contest, Unadilla Valley taking down Edmiston. And then tonight we have Morris and GMU. And then on Thursday we will have Franklin heading down to take on Bainbridge-Guilford. If you want to look at our schedule for next week, we have Sydney on the schedule, BG, Delhi, Harpersville, a bunch of schools in the MAC, and that is on our website at WCDOsports.com. So it's 52-47, GMU with the ball. They're inbounding right in front of the Morris bench. So they are in the backcourt still and trying to go left to right here with 41.4 to go. Not a lot of room to operate with there either, because Morris is draped all over everybody on the floor trying to immediately make that foul when GMU gets the ball in, or they're looking for the steal. If you can get the clean steal, that's the best case scenario. I'm sure that's what head coach Chris Garcia is saying, but after that, you got to try to take the foul. And he's got a couple of guys from the bench in there to take those fouls for Morris right now. So GMU again looking for the long pass. It's tipped away and knocked out of bounds. They tried to go with that long pass there to Nate O'Hara, but Mike Murphy read it well and tipped it out of bounds. So a couple of seconds go off the clock. We're down to 39.3, and now GMU has to inbounds underneath their own basket. It's 52-47. Kloon gets it in, and he finds Lockwood, who's immediately fouled there by Matt Murphy. So we're down to 37.7 to go here in the fourth, and it's 52-47. Lockwood is going to go to the line to shoot two. He's got 8 points, maybe looking to get into double digits here. Great game here tonight on CDO. Nate Law with you here. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. A big thank you to him, as always, as Lockwood steps to the line here for two for GMU. First shot coming. Rattles out. Lockwood couldn't get it to go. Morris going to the bench now and bringing back in Nick Hill for Sam Ernst. Lockwood with 8 points, looking for nine here as GMU leads 52-47. Still a lot of time left in this ball game with 37 ticks to go. Lockwood, second shot, no good. Morris with the rebound. 52-47, 35 seconds to go in the fourth. Here's Murphy. Mike Murphy to the 10, no good. Morris fans want a foul. They're not going to get it. And now a traveling violation on the rebound to Nate O'Hara. O'Hara came down with it. I think O'Hara is arguing that he got tripped. He falls over. They call him for a travel, and Morris is going to get the ball back. 27.9 to go, fourth quarter. 52-47, Morris is going to inbounds underneath their own hoop. GMU trying to quickly cover the three-point shooters out on the floor in a man-to-man defense. Matt Murphy passes it up to the top of the key. This is going to be a three-ball for Morris. Can they get it to go? No. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down for Nick Hill. Ball is loose. Kloon with the rebound, and he's fouled. 21.2 seconds to go, and Mackenzie Kloon is going to go to the line here for the Raiders. 52-47 the score. So Kloon will step in to shoot two as GMU is in the bonus. This could be big right here for GMU. A couple of free throws here from Kloon could put this thing away. Clune. His first shot is up off the back rim. No good. He found his touch in the middle of the third quarter, early start of the fourth, but since then, he has struggled a little bit here from the line. Clune trying to add a little extra protection here for the Raiders from the line. His second shot coming. This one is up and no good. Morris the rebound, 20 seconds to go. They trail 52-47, looking for a quick three. And here is Murphy from downtown, no good. That was Matt Murphy, rebound for O'Hara. He's tied up with Morlock. We have a whistle. We'll see who the foul is on here. This is going to be on Ryan Morlock with 12 seconds to go. Nate O'Hara is going to go to the line. He's got 18. He's going to shoot two. So 12.4 to go, and GMU leads 52-47. Morris has had some good looks down the stretch at some three balls that could get him back into this game. Also had a couple of layups that just wouldn't go down. So really, this game could have gone either way, that's for sure. 12.4 to go, and Nate O'Hara of GMU is at the line. He's got 18 points. GMU leads 52-47. First shot coming for O'Hara is good. He's got 19. That's a game high. And GMU leads 53-47. Head coach Bonkowski telling his guys, no fouls. No fouls. Second shot coming for O'Hara is up and in. O'Hara with 20. 12 seconds to go. 54-47. Ball tipped away. Morlock couldn't handle it. Possession goes back to GMU. And boy, that's a big one there for Morris, as they maybe could have gone down and shot a quick three, but instead possession goes back to GMU. They get it into Butts, and now for Lockwood. 10 seconds to go, and he'll get fouled there by Matt Murphy, and Lockwood's going to go to the line. So 9 seconds to go. It's 54-47, and Hunter Lockwood's going to go to the line, and things looking real good for the GMU faithful right now. You know, coming in, I maybe would have given the edge to Morris. These are two quality teams in the Tri-Valley this year. And this has been a very fun game, that's for sure. With 9.2 to go, GMU, it looks like, is going to pull out this win. But you never know until it's over. We're 9.2 away from the final buzzer. Here's Lockwood to the line. First shot for Lockwood. Up, no good. So Lockwood with 8 points, and you can tell he is mad at himself right now for missing these free throws. He's missed three in a row. Looking to put one in right here. Lockwood, second one, good. So he's got 9. 55-47. Morris gets the ball in to Brent Wist. Wist across for Morlock from downtown. Got it. Morlock with 15 points now. And Morris is going to take a timeout. So 2.4 seconds to go. It's 55-50. GMU on top of Morris. We'll keep it right here. 55-50 is the score with 2.4 to go. GMU on top. Stay tuned for the postgame show, folks. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney for our offense, defense, and all-purpose award winners for tonight's game. And it's not going to be an easy choice here tonight, folks. I can tell you that because there is several worthy candidates, and we only have the three awards. But I tell you what, if these two teams play like this throughout the regular season in the Tri-Valley, it's going to be a very fun year. Then, of course, the Tri-Valley has switched to the new playoff format now. Much like the MAC, the top four teams will get into the playoffs, and then they will battle it out to see who gets to the Tri-Valley Championship in February, which is at Hartwick this year, folks, not SUCO. Remember, it is at Hartwick. So 2.4 to go, and GMU leads 55-50. And it's been tough, you know, several times in the past with the way that GMU and Morris were on the same side of the division in the Tri-Valley. Neither team could make it. Only one could make it to the Tri-Valley Championship, and the league was finding that, you know, some years all the good teams were on one side or vice versa, and I think this really solves that problem and really allows the best teams to get to the championship game. So here we go, 2.4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Delaney's going to throw another long pass ahead for Butts, knocked off of his fingertips and goes back to Morris, but there is only half a second left. So GMU is going to win this contest here tonight, folks, as Morris is going to inbound the ball, but that is all they can do as time is going to run out here on the Mustangs. They roll it forward. Here's Morlock, and he'll throw a full-court pass, but no good, and that's going to do it. GMU moves to 1-1 on the year, and they will win this one here tonight, 55-50. great game here tonight. Morris handed their first loss. They fall to 3-1 after winning the Milford tournament. They come and lose their first second league game of the season. They won their first game against Skenevis, but 55-50, the final score here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We will have our wrap-up show. We'll give out our three awards, go through the scoring summary. Again, the final tonight, Morris. Morris loses to GMU 55-50. Again, GMU 55, Morris 50. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's the post-game show here on CDO as we get set again for just another great season of basketball here on CDO. And again, our final score tonight, 55-50. GMU defeating Morris in boys Tri-Valley basketball here tonight. We'll have our three awards, but let's quickly run through our scoring summary first as there was just guys all over the place here tonight putting up the big points. First for Morris, we had Matt Murphy with a team-high 15. He is tied with Ryan Morlock, who hit all three-pointers. Let's see, that's 5 three-pointers for Ryan Morlock. So Morlock and Matt Murphy each with 15 points here tonight for the Morris Mustangs. Mike Murphy with 11, Nick Hill with 5, Robert Child with 2, and Connor Bjorvan with 2 points for the Morris Mustangs. So really just a good team effort for all those guys chipping in tonight here for the Morris Mustangs. On the other side for GMU, 20 points for Nate O'Hara. That's a game high, and he is able to lead the GMU Raiders to victory here tonight. 15 points for Mackenzie Clune. He chips that in for the Raiders. He only had 2 at the halftime break, so that was certainly great. 9 points for Hunter Lockwood. He only had 2 at halftime as well and really controlled the game here tonight. Dylan Nichols with 5, Ethan Butts with 4, and Andrew Baker with 2 points here tonight for the Raiders. Again, GMU winning 55-50 here tonight. Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our offense award brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Got to give this one to GMU's Nate O'Hara tonight. 20 points. He came right out and scored the first 9 points of the ball game for GMU. Just did an outstanding job and hit that big 3 in the second half that really put GMU back into the contest where it was kind of wavering back and forth. So Nate O'Hara is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I'm going to take a little different route on this tonight. I'm giving it to Matt Murphy of Morris. He played great defense. I thought, you know, he was all over Hunter Lockwood, but he just did it all tonight. If I had a couple more all-purpose awards, I could certainly give out a few more. But Matt Murphy is our MBT Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. 15 points, did a little bit of everything, put it in the bucket, and played some great defense on Hunter Lockwood as well. The ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. No question for me here, Hunter Lockwood for GMU gets this award. Yes, he only had 9 points. You know, there was guys who had more points here tonight. Morlock had 15. Mike Murphy had 11. Mackenzie Kloon for GMU had 15. But I just thought that Lockwood, from the start to the end of the game, really controlled it, really managed it, and did a very nice job. So he is our all-purpose award winner. That's what that award is about. Doesn't have to be about the points. Has to be about the way you played. So Hunter Lockwood gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight here from GMU. So again, GMU defeats Morris 55-50 here tonight on CDO. A real tight battle tonight here between the Raiders and the Mustangs. Well, again, join us on Thursday night, 6 p.m., down in Bainbridge, Guilford, as it's going to be Franklin taking on the BG Bobcats in a boys' contest. No JV team for Franklin, so that game is going to start a little bit earlier. So join us then. And a big thank you, as always, back to Jim Tomeo and the CDO Studios. We'll wrap this one up. GMU 55 and Morris 50. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.